It's the morning show, and we have our friends at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber joining us. Sarah Spoonholtz, how you doing this morning?
It helps if I take myself off of mute for a second.
There you go.
Sonny. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, busy day for you today.
Very.
Really, every day is a busy day for you because you've always got great things going on. But the much-anticipated golf outing and steak fry has arrived, and it is today. So what can you tell us about it, and will we do we still have chances to get our hands on some steak or golf? What do we got?
So golf is sold out, unfortunately, so I can't let you come down and golf, though, Johnny.
Oh,
but we do have a limited number. I know, I'm sorry. But we do have a limited number of steak fry tickets that are available. So if you are interested in coming for the steak fry portion of it, you are welcome to do so. You can contact me in advance. I will be at the course all day. Mm-hmm. So I will not necessarily be able to respond to you immediately, right, but you can shoot an email or leave a voicemail, and I'll just show up at the door. And if we have a few extra spots, then we will be able to let you in. But yeah, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a little hot.
Yes.
But it's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is going to be hot, so stay hydrated. And I always say a great way to counteract the heat is sometimes to eat something hot. So if you have a nice hot steak, mm-hmm, that sounds delicious and perfect for weather like today.
Steak, potato, all the deliciousness.
You're making me hungry.
All the deliciousness. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm making breakfast in the background. So if you hear my air fryer going, that's my turkey sausage
Very
going.
Very nice. I thought I could smell it from here. some other things going on with the regional chamber is you've got some ribbon cuttings that are coming up. What's happening here in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so actually this week we have two of them on Thursday and Friday. It's the first of two for both businesses. So the first one is on Thursday from 4 until 6. That one is going to be Advanced Family Eye Care. This one is for their downtown Benton Harbor location that replaces the satellite office that they once had inside of InnerCare. So they were inside InnerCare for a while, and then they realized, you know what, this is not a big enough location for us. We actually need a physical presence here in Benton Harbor to really suit the community and really serve them to the best possible ability. So they ended up finding this location in downtown. They moved in beginning of this year, and it's been going great ever since. So they have two exam rooms. They have an extended line for their products they offer in terms of frames and so forth. So we're really excited to be celebrating with Dr. Sheska and the entire Advanced Family Eye Care team this Thursday from 4 until 6. Second one happens to be on Friday, and this one is for the St. Joseph Banking Center for Sturgis Bank. Mm-hmm. So this one is going to be from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the downtown location at 320 Main Street in downtown St. Joe. So we're really excited to be welcoming them in there. It's actually the first location that they've had in Berrien County and had in St. Joseph. They purchased this originally back in 2019. We were planning on doing a ribbon cutting last year. Unfortunately, COVID kind of, COVID. I don't need to explain anything after that.
Right.
But we're really excited to celebrate with Bob Birch, with Leanne, with Larry, with Nick, and with the entire staff over at Sturgis Bank for this ribbon cutting on Friday. That'll be at 2 o'clock in the downtown. Now, we do have other ones coming up with both Advanced Family Eye Care as well as Sturgis Bank for their second locations. But also on Friday, if you haven't had the chance to do so, or if you haven't heard about it yet, at noon, from noon until 6, Sanitary Cleaners is going to be celebrating their 100th anniversary at the downtown St. Joe location. This is the original location for Sanitary Cleaners. Mm-hmm. It's a multi-generational business, and we're really excited to get to celebrate that with them. They've got some special things planned. I believe there will be special appearances by Mayor Gary. Of course, it's always great to see Mike, but also by Representative Wenzel, possibly Senator Losada, but that'll be a good day. They will have lunch available, so if you want to plan out your Friday, you can hit up Sanitary Cleaners, get entered in to win some goodies, congratulate and celebrate with them, get your lunch, and then head down to Sturgis Bank and join us for their ribbon cutting, and they'll have refreshments there as well. So we're just going to be hanging out in downtown St. Joe on Friday afternoon.
I was going to say, hopefully you have your walking shoes and you're ready to go from place to place, because that sounds like it's going to be busy, but just a wonderful thing. Always love when ribbon cuttings happen and business is open, but it's even bigger feat and an amazing thing when businesses can celebrate a big, huge anniversary like a 100th anniversary. So congratulations to Sanitary Cleaners. It's pretty amazing to be right there in downtown St. Joe for that long. So wonderful stuff happening as always with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Sarah, if we want to keep up to date with anything that you guys have going on, what's the best place for us to do that?
Best possible place is to head to our website, which is smrchamber.com. You can find our contact information if you'd like to reach out to Arthur or myself. You can also see upcoming chamber events, upcoming member events, learn about joining, all the benefits that you get, and we'll see what's happening in the community, too.
Wonderful. Well, Sarah, always great to talk to you, and we'll chat with you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.